Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 270.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 270. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your support. So I've never really done this before, but well, I started doing it in the beginning and then I kind of just forgot about it because I always love teaching more than some other stuff. But anyway, I'm trying to up the downloads of the podcast. For a number of different reasons, just to spread the podcast a little bit more and yeah, just promote it a little bit more so it can kind of spread around. I mean, it's such an amazing resource and so many people email me. One of the things that was the catalyst for this, me saying this, was that so many people email me throughout the years and even months. Like I get this once a month. Brendan, oh my God, your podcast is so amazing. Like, or your YouTube, you know, it's a YouTube podcast too, if you weren't aware. So if you go on YouTube, you can watch the videos. If you're listening in your car, obviously you can listen to me blab for a little bit. On YouTube, the intros are much quicker. I do a separate intro for YouTube because on YouTube, we all don't like to listen to talking, right? If we want to hear someone talk for a while, if we're in our car, we have a long time at the gym, we're taking a walk, that's when we go to a podcast because we're not in a rush, right? But usually when we go to YouTube, we're just looking for some quick answers and things like that. Anyway, people are like, Brendan, I don't know, your podcast doesn't have many views. I can't believe I didn't find it. I get literally these once a month. And you know, who knows? Algorithms are so funny. Obviously this is the 270th podcast. There's not many people out there in the jazz piano education industry that has done this, right? Frankly. I'm not even sure how many podcasts other people have. I might have the most, right? So it's an amazing, amazing resource, and there's so much, like you could learn so much information from this podcast alone. And what it does, obviously 5-star reviews help, but the downloads really helps to promote the podcast a lot. And it's great for you too, because when you subscribe, all you have to do is just hit subscribe. I think subscribe is the same as download. If you're a subscriber, it's going to download to your phone, something like that. And you'll get the new episode that I release every single Wednesday straight to your phone. You won't have to go looking for it. You won't have to search for it. You'll get a notification and you can just click on it and you can open it. So if you're so kind, I would appreciate that. Spreading the knowledge and resource of my podcast to other people, that'd be very much appreciative. I have some spots left over in the accelerator program. There's a couple weeks left for enrollment, right? I have some amazing ideas coming up. I don't want to share them just yet. But for January. Okay. Actually, I'll say one word. So the accelerator program has been amazing. It hasn't officially started yet because it starts September 6th. But people have enrolled. I opened enrollment for the class, the small cohort group that I'm working with, right, to teach about 3 months ago. So they've had 3 months of bonus time, and the progress they've already made in that 3 months has been just stunning, remarkable. And now they got 3 more months with a whole new slew of activities, which is really, really awesome. So I'm super excited for that, but I'm also excited. You know, the Accelerator program got me thinking because it has been a long journey. It's very long. It's a lot of work for me. And that's why the price reflects that. Obviously, if you've checked it out, it's all customized by myself, you know? So I'm literally, if you're in the program, I'm customizing your assignments every single week. So you're recording videos for me. I'm listening. I'm customizing your practice assignments and giving you exactly what you need in the moment to make the most amount of progress. So many times, me included, in other areas of my life, we kind of stumble onto these things we think we need. We don't really know if we need it or not, so we start practicing it or we start doing it, and then someone tells us, hey, you don't need that right now. Like, that's not what you should be doing. You're like, what? I just spent like 3 to 6 months doing this. Are you telling me I don't need this? So that's what's so great about the Accelerator program, is that I tell you exactly what you need in the moment. But besides that, I mean, there's going to be so many activities starting in September 6th, private lessons, masterclasses, open Q&As. And this is all done on Zoom. So I actually have conversations with the 12 students that are in the program already. We're talking, I'm showing them things, I'm demonstrating. It's like live masterclasses in person, just on Zoom, right? We're all having conversations. It's amazing. I love it. But it has been a very long journey, and we're only halfway done, right? Halfway done. It ends in December, beginning of December. So that got me thinking to the opposite side of things, right? And the opposite side of things is, what if I did small camps? I said I wasn't going to give it away, but I'm so excited about this idea. I can't wait. It's so fun. Small camps, right? And these would be like 1 week long or maybe 2 weeks long. I'm not really sure. I haven't really decided. But high intensity camps where we would meet every single day. And this makes it so much more, this makes it so much easier for me to pick a time that everyone can do. Because this was, the Accelerator program was spread out for so long, it was really hard for me to add evening times because my schedule is so volatile. But if I had a 1 week gap that I knew I could just dedicate solely to this camp, I could clear my schedule and be like, okay, you know, every day at 4 p.m. Pacific, I'm on the West Coast, 7 p.m. Eastern, we'd have our class, right? And that would be dedicated to certain themes, right? And the first one I'm going to run is going to be improv, right? An improv camp. So it's all improv based. And we'd be going over these things, obviously, materials, you'd be practicing with me, it'd just be a high intensity improv camp to boost your improv super fast, right? In this week long intensive education session where we're only diving into improv, you're practicing overnight. I was thinking about maybe 2 sessions a day. I'm not sure, I don't wanna overwhelm students, but I do wanna give practice time. Where maybe we're working together and practicing for 1 session, or we do like a lesson in the morning and then practice session at night. I don't know. I'm going to get feedback from the people in the Accelerator program first, see what they think, because this is the first program I've run. So they've been working with me, these 12 students. And so they're kind of got a feel for how it's going, what they like, what they don't like, so on and so forth. And then I'm going to craft this 1 to 2 week long camp. And yeah, I'm super excited because it's short. You know, it's short. It doesn't require that much commitment from everyone. I think one of the issues with the Accelerator program on both ends, my end as well, is that the time commitment is really rough. And everyone has lives. It's not like, you know, a lot of the Jazz Piano School students and followers and members of Jazz Piano School, they're not, this is a hobby, right? So a lot of you have to work a 9-to-5. You got school, you got, you know, relationships and kids. You can't really commit to this like 6 month thing. I mean, this is, you know, so because of that, you know, a lot of the students that I have in the program, you know, they are retired or they do work from home, they run their own business or they're working virtually, you know, so they have their lifestyles set up where they can include this and inject the sessions into their schedule. But that's far and few in between, you know, that's rare for people to be able to do, students to be able to do. So I think these 1 week to 2 week camps will be really awesome. Some, and people like you, you know, just like me, you can say, okay, this 1 week I can clear my schedule, move everything around just to do this. It'll be super fun. And the other thing is that it'll be on the opposite side. Well, actually I won't get into that. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be really fun. I think I'm going to craft those, start them in like January, mid January, right? Kick off the new year. Super awesome. All right. That being said, we do have Accelerator program spots open. Shoot me an email if you're interested. BrendanLowe@jazzpianoschool.com. Again, I talk to everyone personally before they enter the program. I'm having conversations with you. I will literally talk to you and say, hey, you know, if you want to ask me, is this right for me? Is this okay? I'm not sure if I can do this. Is that okay? Absolutely. Just ask me a question. Shoot me an email, right? But we do have 8 spots left. And I'm just going to close the enrollment on September 6th, no matter how many people we have. So, you know, if there's 13, 15 people, I won't go above 20. Right now there's 12. There are 8 spots left. If for some reason that kind of blows up and we do get 20, I won't let anyone else in though. All right, here we go. So I'm going to go over five different ways to spark creativity in your improv. And a lot of times we get stuck. And in life, we get stuck. We need to spark creativity in all areas of life, not just jazz piano, right? Our ambition, our relationship, our finances, our creativity, right? What this is about, just all areas of life, our progress, our learning. We need to spark creativity and we have to do this. We can't wait for creativity to kind of find us because that's not how it works. That's really not how it works. And I've learned that. You know, if I need creativity in anything in life, in business, in jazz piano school, in my other business that I'm running, in my band, I seek out ways to do that. So I'll change my office around, or I'll get a new piece of furniture, or I'll put something up on the wall. And that sparks creativity. We have to do things to spark creativity. Motion creates emotion, right? Action creates reaction. You have to take some sort of action and you'll get inspiration from that. But sitting on the couch, watching Netflix, well, if you watch an inspiring documentary or something or movie, that could spark creativity. But you can't count on that, right? Sitting on the couch watching TV, our mind kind of shuts off, kind of goes into the zombie mode, and nothing really happens at that point. But when we take action, we can spark creativity. So here are five ways, exercises. This is going to be short and easy. This is actually, I'm probably talking longer in the intro than the podcast will be, but these are going to be five ways you can spark creativity. Okay, here we go. All right, so the first one is going to be focused improv challenges. So many times students will sit down at the piano, they'll open up a tune, right? And they'll just start improvising. That's great. That's really fun, right? But is it helping me make actual progress? I don't really know, right? I don't think so. It's really not, because it's not a focused exercise. And sometimes we do need this. Okay, I'm not talking about that. But again, the purpose of this podcast is to spark creativity. If we just sit down and play, that could be. I'm going to get to that. That's actually step five. I'm going to talk more about this. But for now, we want focused practice exercises, right? So here's one, for example. I was playing over the changes to Autumn Leaves. We used to do this. I used to do a lot of these exercises back in college, and it was really, really fun at New School University in New York City. And so essentially what we'd do, my teacher would have me play just three notes, And so I would have to play E flat, like F, G for the entire time and find out ways to make it work. Even if they weren't like the right notes, quote unquote, over certain chords, I could only play those three notes and I could only use them in this register. So here we go. I'll try that with solo piano. 1, 2, 3, 4. So that might not have sounded great, but actually internally what I was feeling and internally what you'll feel is it's a challenge. It's really challenging. And you have to, what this does is it forces you to dig deep into your creativity. You're literally being forced to be creative, right? Which is the whole purpose of this. And so focusing on these small challenges, right? Where you're actually boxed in further, because a lot of times when we're playing, there's so many notes. There's too many notes. It gives you too many options, right? So you lose your creativity with too many options. But when you're focused down to a couple options, you really have to work hard to be creative. So let's try and change this exercise. Maybe we move up a register or something like that. And maybe we can only use some set of different notes. Or maybe we can only play triads. or dyads, right? Two notes at a time. So maybe we just take an exercise where we only play two notes at a time the whole time. Fun one. That was a super fun for me. I got caught up. I got snagged in the middle, actually, because I was so focused on the dyads. But that, see, that's a great, great exercise. Okay. So I don't want to spend too much time with this. But again, the purpose of number one is to focus your improv with little to none, no options, little to no options, and choose, you know, you can choose rhythms. Like maybe you only use quarter notes the whole time. Maybe you only use eighth notes the whole time. Maybe you only use triplets the whole time. Maybe it's note wise, but focus your options down to just very little and use that. And I guarantee it'll spark creativity in your improv. Okay. The next thing that really helps and helps me a lot, and I don't see students do, is change the register. Change the register on the piano, like solo in the super high end for the entire time. Solo in the low end of the piano for the entire time. I'm talking super low. Right down here. Okay? Or way up here. And maybe you just do it right hand alone without a bass note. Maybe try and hear the changes. One, two, three, four. The difference in textures is really going to start to change the way your ear hear things, and the way, if it's changing on the way in through your ear, your brain's going to interpret it differently and change the output, like the direction of your improv too. Same with the low end. Right. And so, again, my improv is already changing because I'm soloing down that low end. So this is kind of like another focused exercise. It's kind of like a spinoff of number one because it's a focused exercise focusing on the register and the upper register, the middle register. Another great one is to pick octaves, on the piano. So you can only solo between this C and this C. You can only stay within here. That's it. Right. Or you can only go within, you know, here. So you pick little, or maybe like a fifth, right? You pick little areas of the piano, but definitely solo in other areas of the piano. I really don't hear enough students choosing to use the entirety of the piano. I mean, it's an amazing instrument, right? We want to use all the notes. So that's going to be number two, practice soloing in a different register. Number three is practice soloing in a different style. Now, if you need help with this, if you're obviously at home, just pull up iReal Pro. Select Bossa, you know, whatever it is. Just change the groove on iReal Pro, the drum roll transit groove, and it'll completely change the way you feel things. You know, just solo with a Bossa style. Right? Just change up the style, the groove. Like, don't always try and go for swing, because styles in jazz are really, really important. You know, maybe you can pull up some sort of funky beat. And again, most of this is going to be done by the drummer. New Orleans street beat, a 12-8 feel, right? You can kind of change around the time signature a little bit. That kind of relates to the groove, but just change up the style. You know, we hear certain songs played so the same way so many times. Autumn Leaves is always kind of played as a swing feel. You know, always played like that, right? Make it a bossa, make it 12-8, make it a slow bluesy feel, right? Or like a slow dragging stride feel, whatever it is. And again, solo with iRail Pro, and I guarantee your improv is going to change with that as well. Number four, this isn't a playing thing, but this is going to be to practice at different times of the day. Play and go to the piano at different times of the day, different when you're feeling differently, when your emotions are different, right? When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're reflective, when you're searching. Different moods in the way that certain events bring out certain things. When you're angry, right? My dryer stopped working yesterday for some reason. And I was like, are you kidding me? You know, I sat down on the piano. I was peeved, right? And some cool stuff came out. And you'll find that when your emotions change, the time of day, the light, you know, I'm not promoting drugs or anything, but if you had a couple drinks or you had a nice meal, whatever it is, if you had some nice sparkling waters, right? Sit down at the piano and start to play a little bit, right? And you'll find different things come out as your mood changes, the light, when it's dark, when it's the wee small hours of the morning, right? You know, that standard, 2 a.m., 1 a.m., 12 a.m., early in the morning, like right when you wake up, go to the piano, see what happens. Because I guarantee things are going to change in your playing. Your improv is going to sound different. Your mood's different. You might be tired. So you might just come to the piano and just, you're so tired, it's like 5:30 in the morning before work, right? You might just be like, ugh. Just so tired, right? But you're not in the mood to do anything else besides just make pretty music. And I'm not trying to force myself to play anything. That could be a start to a song right there. And it was all because I kind of put myself into my mindset of just like 5:30 in the morning, coming to the piano and playing. Same if you're angry, right? Imagine what would come out if you're angry or you're all... just like spinning your wheels in your head, something happened. What would come out then, okay? That's number four. I got one more for you, right? Five, this is really, really fun. So this relates to number one, what I was talking about. A lot of students just sit down and play. Now, I completely agree with this, and there is a place for just playing, and this is actually number five. But there's a difference between playing what you know and letting yourself go, like letting your hands go free. Go free. And I highly recommend putting iRail Pro on to do this. Just let your hands go. Like, try your best to shut your mind off and don't worry about mistakes. Don't worry about what sounds good, what doesn't. Just start to express. Think in colors, emotions, feelings, dreams, memories, places you've been, right? Conversations you've had. That glass of wine that was amazing. You know, that meal, that food, the way that chicken tasted in Italy, right? Don't even think about notes anymore. Just let yourself express maybe that longing for that person that you've been wanting to be with or, you know, whoever, missing your kids. Just let yourself go and it can be anything. So if we take Autumn Leaves again, right? I'll try and do this without anything here. Well, again, if you are playing with an iRail Pro track, that would be a little bit easier because you can take rest, but... I'll just try and play, yeah, because you don't want your left hand doing anything, really. I'd highly recommend doing this on your own with a group, right? So here we go. Let me see if I can pull up iRail Pro real quick. That way you can actually hear. I'm not sure if this is going to record properly. I think it will, but... Okay, here we go. Thank you. So a lot of that didn't sound great, but that's not what this exercise is about, right? It's about really, my note sticks on my keyboard up there. It's about really just letting go and tapping more into shutting off your mind to think about stuff and tapping into emotions, feelings, and any sort of just thing that removes you from your brain. You know, it's like meditation. You know, and essentially it's a meditative improv exercise where you're really just breathing and staying in the moment and feeling your body rather than judging yourself and saying, okay, I didn't play that right note or that sounded like crap, or your mind's just going constantly. What should I play here? What chord tones are those? What scales should I use? How did I play bebop? That sounded like crap. Maybe I'll try this lick. Your mind's always thinking. Just this exercise is about shutting that off and just playing and being okay with whatever comes out. And this is going to help you just in all aspects of improv, right? In comping and playing and performing, just in general, just being okay with music as it is, the way that it's produced, because all music is gorgeous. Even beginners, you know, kids playing tunes or beginners playing tunes, that's gorgeous as well. And it's beautiful in its own way. And wherever you're at right now is perfect. That's where you should be at, right? It doesn't mean you're bad or you're good or you stink. I hate when people say that, teachers say that, you know, oh, you have to choose music or this, like you have to be dedicated. Like, it's okay. You know, we're not all in this for the same reasons. You don't have to be in it to make it as a living or like be a, you know, professional jazz pianist. You can just be to have fun. And this exercise is fun. It gives you an outlet to express yourself. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that podcast. I'll talk to you soon.